Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back. Thanks.
All right. We start off with a major story in downtown Las Cruces. Of course, lots of construction underway there and hopes for a lot more new business. And we got a big boost this week in regard to this with the announcement by the city council. They've approved a permit for a very popular business in the Silver City area, opening a location here.
Little Toad Creek Brewery. And distillery. Not,
yeah.
Don't forget that, because they do make spirits as well.
That's right.
In Grant County, and one of the few statewide that do that. And they are going to relocate at a former attorney's office at 119 North Main. And they say it's going to create 10 new jobs in Las Cruces. And I think it's perfect for the goal of making it more of a destination in the evening, restaurants and bars and shopping, and this will fit right into it. There's no timetable as far as when it will be in operation, but city council vote was unanimous, and obviously they see the need for another shot of energy and imagination and business opportunities downtown.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to that. Also, a very interesting story. We were not able to cover this, so I'm glad that you have a story on this. There was a summit on wild horses that took place in Las Cruces, and you told me one of the things in this story, very surprising to me, that it's estimated there are about 50,000 wild horses in New Mexico alone.
Yes, and it's hard to obviously estimate, mm-hmm. and some of these estimates come from varying sources. About 38,000 estimated up in the Navajo Nation. That's by far the most concentration in the state, but also Mescalero Apache Reservation, and also down in Santa Teresa, which, you know, there has been talk about horses being shipped off to Mexico. But this, what I found fascinating, there are, they differentiate between wild and feral horses in the sense that wild are protected horses on public lands. And these, most of the discussion was about feral horses that have no federal protection. And they're in danger because they have negative consequences for a lot of groups. And there's only so much that they can survive on. So there's a lot of challenges, and for anybody who loves horses, this is a must read.
All right,
it's from somebody who lives up in Glenwood, by the way, and she's been following this for a long time.
Okay, we'll read more about it soon. You'll also have a chance to read something you may have seen at krwg.org. This is printed in the bulletin, an op-ed by our recycling director locally, who warns that changes could be on the way to the recycling program this year. There haven't been any changes yet, but it's because China is going to be banning the import of some recycled materials.
Yes, and in the article here, well, it's actually an op-ed, and he mm-hmm. says 24 categories of recyclables will no longer be accepted to the contractor where they eventually wind up in China. This is Patrick Peck, you're referring to, the mm-hmm. director of the South Central Solid Waste Authority. And basically, he's kind of giving us a heads up that this is a fluid situation that they've got to stay on top of and react to changes, and in hopes that they can continue the recycling program, which apparently here in Doña Ana County, and specifically Las Cruces, is regarded as one of the best in the country.
Yeah, very convenient. So hopefully they can find new markets beyond China, but it's hard to compete with the enormous market there. It's very difficult.
Right, exactly. All right. And he says this, it's evolving daily, he says, the situation, and he's going to keep us informed.
All right, I have time for one more story, and the Doña Ana Arts Council has a big event, Las Cruces Arts Fair, next weekend.
It's the biggest grouping of art, fine art, that they do, they say, and it's at the Convention Center, March 16th through the 18th, 100 artists from all over will be coming, and we have profiles of four Las Cruces artists as well.
The Las Cruces Arts Fair. We'll look forward to that and many more stories in this week's bulletin. Marty Racine is the managing editor. Marty, thanks.
Thank you.